And a quick minute or two with Lisa Taylor, the mother of North youngster Curtis. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Lisa's here for Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. Good morning to you, Lisa. Curtis is a 21-year-old young boy. What's he like to have at home?
He's pretty good, Gary. He loves to do a lot of cooking and loves to be out and about. We have a holiday house up in Atukamoama, so we spend a lot of time up there water skiing in the off-season. So, yeah, he's pretty good.
Is he? We've got Mother's Day, and this is the whole reason we've been talking to some of the mums of the young kids. Would he be planning a Mother's Day, something special for you right now?
Yeah, he might be. We did go on a walk yesterday with our dogs, and he did mention what we were doing on Mother's Day. And I actually work with Melbourne Vixens, so we do have a game. So he's going to plan a dinner for us at the end of the day, and they'll probably come along to the game and support the girls, and then, yeah, we'll just do a bit of a family dinner.
Lisa, you are actually the team manager, excuse me, for the Melbourne Vixens, who won the Super Netball title last year in Queensland in the Hub. But do you actually enjoy watching your son play, or do you find it a stressful, anxious pastime?
Bit of both, I'd say, Tim. Curtis has had a couple of injuries, so he had that injury last year with Majak, where he got that bit of a knock when we were up in the Hub. But, they rested him for the rest of the season and he did the work over the pre-season. So hopefully he gets some success out there this year. He did have the concussion round one and we were pretty close to that. So that was a bit difficult to watch. But, no, he's recovered and he's out there doing what they do. So
there's highs and there's lows, and it can be difficult, though, can't it? And we know that Curtis has had his injury concerns throughout the course of his career as well. And does he come home and talk about footy, or does he prefer not to talk about footy?
Both, I would say. I think as the parents, you sort of don't want to be the only people talking to him about that. There's plenty of people around the club that do that, so we're sort of here if he wants to chat after the game or if he just wants to come back and not talk about it or watch something or do something else. Sort of it just depends on the mood, I think, and how the game's going.
And how do you think that what do you think he'll have planned for Mother's Day this weekend?
Hopefully we'll catch up with my mum at some stage later in the day. The Vixens have a game on Sunday, so we'll be playing Sunday lunchtime, and then we might do a family dinner later in the day.
And will he cook something for you, do you think?
He isn't a bad cook, Tim. He's actually pretty good.
Is he? What's his specialty?
Yeah, he cooks a really good stir fry, chicken, noodles and lots of veggies. So he's actually moved out and living in his own apartment. So he's, doing that and just, loves to cook.
If Jack Zeeble was in the car driving, he's a listener, Jack. Is there anything, any little embarrassing story you want to share with us about young Curtis?
Oh, I don't know that I have any. He did used to hide in the back of the Kilo Footy Club box when Mick McGowan was and still is coach there. So Mick would often turn around, and as a young boy, Curtis would have snuck in the back there to listen to what Mick had to say and do. So no, he's spent a lot of time with Mick. Mick's been great in his footy career, so too many funny stories. Yeah, he's pretty cruisy.
He sounds like he's a very lucky young man to have you as his mum, Lisa, and good luck with the Vixens, by the way, and thanks to Mario and the team at Chemist Warehouse. We've got a $100 voucher for you to go and buy yourself something really nice at Chemist Warehouse, so thanks so much for giving us a couple of minutes this morning, Lisa.
No problems at all. Good luck for the weekend.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Lisa Taylor, the mother of the North youngster, Curtis. I love talking to mums.